today's Mass is offered for the repose of the soul of Luis Flores and Luis and Lugar Saiz. I also ask that you would keep within your prayers Archbishop Michael Jarbo Sheehan, who passed away this weekend. His funeral will be on Friday at 11:30 at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we see here within our readings that our Lord is very, very much praised by those who are around him, but they're trying to butter him up by telling the truth about him, saying that you pay no attention to other people's opinions, saying, "You're very disagreeable, Jesus. You only speak what's true." We see that yesterday and preached upon that yesterday in the life of Blessed Tobit in his great work. I encourage you to read the full of it. We will go through parts of it over the course of this week during the daily readings. But rather to spend some time on this day looking at the life of St. Norbert. St. Norbert was a particularly amazing man of great and rare talents. He spent his youth in great piety, and because of that he chose an ecclesiastical career to enter into the seminary. In doing so, he proved himself very well, but what happened is that in the court of the emperor, Henry the Fourth, he left that life and saw the luxuries of state that he could have, and so lived them out. Over the course of this, he, living like a noble person, like many of his ilk of his particular era, put on a very bad example. And it wasn't until one day when he was riding his horse out on the roads very, very dangerously, and such that he was thrown from his horse, such that he completely lost consciousness. And in that stupor, rising up from that, realized how easily his present life could be stolen from him, taken from him without preparation, that he resolved from that moment to live rightly, to live his life rightly. Unlike St. Paul, he really was thrown off his horse. Thereafter, a searching preparation, he later became ordained a priest, and from the very first moment, he began to expose abuses that existed within his present order. He'd point out that there were those who were not keeping their vow of chastity properly. There were those who were having too much of luxury. There were those who were having possessions for themselves. That there were those who were doing all sorts of things contrary to what their order required. And so, because he kept preaching about it, they convened a local council against him to get him to shut his mouth. He refused to shut his mouth because he was speaking the truth. And so, in doing so, he caught the attention of the Holy Father, the Pope, and then obtained from the Pope license above that local council to be able to speak and to preach about these abuses. In doing so, he saw that his order was not going to change, and so he went out into the more desert areas and began to found a religious community. The Premonstrant Fathers is what they're called, or what they now take their name as, the Norbertines. We have Norbertines here within Albuquerque as well, and they just ordained a deacon. Pray for Deacon Chacon, that he would be a man after Norbert's own heart. They lived their lives in a way to live as canons regular, meaning they took the order of St. Augustine's rule, applied it to themselves, and there lived both the monastic life and the active life in pair in order to live out the life that the clergy should have been living within the parishes all the more strongly, and thereby converting the populace and as well the priests to live the better life that they should live. In one particular place, I forget the name of the heretic who was there, but he was leading souls astray and had a great following. His name started with a T. The one thing that they were strong against, these heretics, were the adoration of our Lord truly, livingly present in the Blessed Sacrament. And so in order to show how much they did not believe that God was really there, they would steal hosts from church, from Mass, and then bury them in, quote, filthy places. I won't discuss what those filthy places were, but they would abusively bury those hosts in filthy places. Norbert was dispatched to convert these people, and St. Norbert did. He went about in those places and he said, "You put the host in these places? Let me show you how our God really is protected." And so he said he sent his followers, his disciples, to fish them out from those, quote, filthy places. And what did they find? The hosts were completely intact, as though they had never been in such a filthy place, totally undefiled. And to the amazement of all, carried each one of them back, all of those hosts in such a way, back into the church. It's for this reason that St. Norbert is often pictured bearing the Blessed Sacraments upon himself in the Holy Monstrances. During this month of the Sacred Heart, there are many who are abusing the Holy Sacraments. There are many who are abusing their own lives and their bodies, giving themselves to great sins. And so what do we do during this month of the Sacred Heart? We make reparation. And so we should take moments to make reparation, to find beautiful prayers of reparation, to be able to pray as well to our Lord, who is so gravely offended by the sins of men. And your and my prayers can do a great deal in order to repair that great those many great offenses which are so often levied against our blessed Lord, particularly in the Blessed Sacrament. And so that we can begin to make one prayer of reparation here today, a short one from St. Francis de Sales, beautiful few-line prayer to Saint to the Sacred Heart given us by that mystical doctor, St. Francis de Sales. We'll close with this. May thy heart dwell always in our hearts. May thy blood ever flow in the veins of our souls. O Son of our hearts, you give life to all things by the rays of your goodness. I will not go until your heart has been strengthened in me, O Lord Jesus. May the heart of Jesus be a king of my heart. Blessed be God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.